One of the angles that we are looking at is where Dr. Nandipa Mahudumana is, because she, of course, is the alleged accomplice in all of this. She is the very well-known aesthetic doctor who seems to have been complicit, according to the ground-up reports. So last week, she said that she was going to reopen her practice. Her Optimum Medical Aesthetic Solutions practice would start taking bookings from today. So EWN's Khumotso Modise went to Morningside to her practice to see if it was indeed open. And she also tried to get a booking for, I don't know what it was, maybe some Botox. Khumotso went out to Morningside. She's back in the studio now. Khumotso, you firstly try to get a booking with Dr. Nandi. What did you book for?
So I just said I'm getting a I just need a consultation with the doctor, man. You know, and so I put in a call, but what I received from the other side of the call was a little weird. I think let's take a listen. I don't know if I'm being some type of way, but it sounds very odd.
Hello.
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 Hi, is this Dr. Nandipa's practice?
Yeah.
Okay, I would like to book a consultation, please.
For when?
For tomorrow. When is she back? Is she there tomorrow?
I'm not coming tomorrow.
Who am I talking to?
Benjamin.
Oh, you're not coming where tomorrow, Benjamin?
Yeah.
You mean to work?
Next week.
I'm sorry?
I think next week.
This is so cringe. So super awkward. There is just so many strange things about that conversation. So you went there today. It was supposed to be open. What did you see?
Yeah. So after checking whether the number that I dialed is the correct number, because at that point I thought maybe I had the numbers wrong. It was the correct number. That is the number that pops up when you Google Dr. Nandipa Mahudumana's practice in Morningside. So we had the right number. I'm not sure who Benjamin is in all of this. But when we rocked up today, there was no Benjamin. The practice is completely closed, glass doors shut, the lights are off. Quite a bit of branding though. So it does seem like they are still in operation. They are still in business. They haven't left that spot, unlike the houses that they've left. But it does seem that she hasn't been to work in a very long time. I spoke to a couple of people around that center in Morningside, and they're saying that there were actually people working there last week. Clinicians had been reporting for work. She just wasn't reporting for work. So she hasn't been there at least from last week or so. She wasn't there.
What do the police say? Are they looking for her?
So, when I did ask the police whether that she is at least a subject of interest or something, they said that they cannot confirm or deny. They can't confirm who they are looking for.
A classic cannot confirm or deny.
But what they have said, though, is that they are looking for Besta and any accomplices. Hmm. Now, whether you think Dr. Nandipa Mahudumana is an accomplice, the answer may lie there.
And in Ground Up's reporting as well. Khumotso, thank you very much. I hope you find, give you some recommendations of good Botox doctors. Well, thank you very much for that. Well, let's have a look at this other angle now. Karen Moore, News 24 journalist, has been speaking with the mother of one of the Facebook rapist and killer Thabo Bester's victims about their reaction to what has happened here, because there are victims in the story. Karen, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time today. You've been speaking with a woman who wants to remain anonymous, obviously, to keep the identity of her daughter anonymous as well. What has she been saying about this story?
Well, I mean, I think one of the most painful things was her saying that when she heard that Thabo Bester had died in his cell in May last year, it was really the first time in years since her daughter was raped and sexually assaulted by him after luring her to Durban with the promise of modeling work, when she was actually able to sleep without having nightmares. She said that, you know, she's just lived with this constant, she's been living, and her daughter had been living with this constant awareness of looking out over their shoulder at all times because of what she experienced and because how instrumental, they were in ensuring that he was brought to justice. And then hearing over the last few days, not even through correctional services officials, through the media, that he had escaped, she said, just flooded her with all those nightmares resuming in her life again. And she just said she feels desperately sorry, not just for you know, her situation, but for the families of the woman that he killed and the other woman that he raped.
You've also been speaking with the Inspector General, the Judicial Inspectorate of Correctional Services about this. They are also investigating. What have they been saying about this?
Well, you know, they are tasked with investigating any unnatural death of an inmate, and they say they have done a full and substantive investigation into that, you know, the death of what was initially put out as Thabo Bester in May last year. They are waiting for standing information, but once that report is completed, it will be presented in Parliament and it will be given to the Minister of Justice and Correctional Services. They also confirmed that Thabo Bester himself had made a number of complaints to them about the Mangaung Correctional Services facility, but that all these complaints were resolved. They haven't given any details on that. And then interestingly, we know, Mandy, that Thabo Bester was placed in a single cell. Now, that only happens when the JICS is actually formally notified of that and specific reasons are given under the provision of correctional services legislation. They say they were informed, but they have not given any details as to why he was in that single cell, which obviously we know appears now to have enabled his apparent escape.
Mm. Karen, thank you very much. Karen Moore, News 24 legal journalist, raising this issue of why he was moved to a single cell. This is what happens when you throw a spotlight onto something that happens in the dark, right? Because while all of this was going on at the Mangaung prison, they probably thought it would never come out. And now it's coming out and we are asking all these questions and throwing all these spotlights on it. Parliament also wants answers. So Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services wants to get to the bottom of all of this. They've called for police and prisons, top brass and G4S to answer questions as well. The Democratic Alliance also says that G4S and Correctional Services have to account for Thabo Bester's escape. Jano Engelbrecht is the DO Shadow Minister of Correctional Services. Jano, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. What role can Parliament play here in terms of holding the authorities and G4S to account?
Well, firstly, it has been agreed to now that the Portfolio Committee will meet next week. We will then, everyone that's involved here would then have to ask rather uncomfortable questions because there's a lot of irregularities that's involved here. Firstly, the fact that this information was withheld from the committee and myself and all our my colleagues on the Portfolio Committee read about this in the Daily Maverick last week, Thursday. So there's criminality involved here, and the fact that the minister and the deputy minister were informed about this a year ago already, and it only comes out now, you know, it raises very, very serious.
Yeah. Yanni, the sense that I'm getting from the story is that while it is astonishing, while it is just unbelievable in how unrealistic it is, it doesn't seem to have been a story that has happened in isolation. We know from Ruth Hopkins reporting that there have been issues at this particular prison in the past. It seems like nobody wants to take accountability. We haven't heard from the Correctional Services Minister. You know, there's lots of throwing this hot potato around. Is this generally your experience as the Shadow Minister of Correctional Services, how these things are dealt with in terms of the prison system?
It is, unfortunately. Look, the ministries were conjoined a couple of years ago, which made our workload in the Portfolio Committee almost unbearable. So there's no time to actually do oversight. We never even discuss quarterly reports because you never get to it. And this being a private facility, it makes it a bit difficult to go there and do your oversight because obviously when you inform someone beforehand, listen, we are coming on a certain day, when you get there, all the ducks would be in a row and it would be wonderful and clean and everything is working. And so that's not really helpful. But I have received various complaints about human rights violations and all kinds of unsavory things happening at these facilities. which then obviously we have to go through our processes. I bring it to the attention of JICS, and they have their investigations, but these things take time, and after a while, the investigations report will come back, and we'll have a discussion about that.
Okay.
But there's a big problem with these facilities.
Jano, thank you so much. Jano Engelbrecht, the DA Shadow Minister of Correctional Services. I had a couple of issues here. As he says, it's a private prison, so it's run by G4S, which means that when you do go and do an inspection, everything is sorted out and polished and wonderful. That's why we have a JICS, a Judicial Inspectorate of Correctional Services, as well. And they say they are busy with this investigation as well. Lots of WhatsApp voice notes coming in about this.
Hello, Mindy. As not Mindy. Hello, Mindy. Yes, not Mindy in Pretoria. I was just listening to your colleague with that landline that she sent to Dr. Nandipa's practice. I think that it is quite clear that Dr. Nandi is also a suspect, even though the subs will not confirm it. The so-called can't confirm and so on, but it's quite clear that she's also on the run. And I think we are not sure if the borders of South Africa are open or they really are going to put an alert there or not. Quite interesting story. This story is going to be a movie very soon.